This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on the show today. You can do so, please, at any moment. We got some more now. Greg, you want to do, or you want to do more later? What do you want to do?
Well, we can do a few more now. Jimmy Kimmel used to do this really funny bit called Great Moments in Presidential Speeches. He doesn't do it anymore, so I figured I would revive that for him because it's a president that he likes. It was funny to do it with a president that he disagrees with.
Oh, right. He used to do it with George W. Bush
all
the time.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And I believe
he would play a clip of a president.
Yep.
And I think Dave Letterman might have started it.
Oh, did he?
I think so, back in the day when George W. Bush was president. And yeah. I think Kimmel stole it from him.
Gotcha.
And then they would play the clip of the president like rambling or
yes,
something, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then he brought it back up because, of course, we didn't do it during Obama. He brought it back up during President Trump where he slowed his voice down and it was drunk President Trump, which actually was very funny. But again, we stop it when it's a president we agree with. So here on the Zioli Show, we will bring it back for the late night comedians. Try and decipher what Joe Biden is talking about in this clip here. He's talking about Dearborn, Michigan, driving a Hummer. Got it? Listen to this.
But I might point out you're when I went to Dearborn driving that, was up there. I don't know, man. I think the press thought I was crazy. I enjoyed it so much going up and your new EV factory and that Hummer.
Got it.
Whoa. Yeah, that Hummer, man.
When I went to Dearborn.
Never forget that Hummer.
When I went to Dearborn driving that, was up there. I don't know, man. I enjoyed it so much going up to your new EV factory in that Hummer. Got it?
In that Hummer.
I have no idea what he's talking
about. His mind
about.
Trails off. And then that factory, and then...
Yesterday...
Okay, yeah. My mother's listening, so yes...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I gotta be careful. Rich, stop it. Stop it.
Yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked.
Esanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor.
He was asked what specific metrics would indicate an end to COVID. And what I found interesting about this clip is that we're not looking for an end to COVID. We just want to know when he will say that, okay, we can get back to normal. And his answer was a lot like that Chief Justice went with porno with like, hey, I don't know, but you know, I'll know it when I see it.
At the top of the briefing, you talked about moving to a place where COVID won't disrupt our lives and it won't be a crisis. And I wanted to get you to tease out that messaging a little bit more. What does that look like? How do we get there? And relatedly, what's the status of delivery of the antiviral pills from Pfizer? How soon are you expecting to have those tens of millions of pills?
Okay, why don't I have Dr. Fauci start on the first and then... I will talk about the delivery of the Pfizer pills. Dr. Fauci?
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. Yes, well, people ask that all the time. What is an acceptable situation with regard to SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19, and in this case, Omicron, that we are willing to live with in the sense of not having it disrupt our lives? Well, first of all, the important point to make is that we are not there right now. As Dr. Walensky said, when you have over 2,000 deaths, 150,000 hospitalizations, and you have people who are now getting infected to the tune of somewhere around 700,000 a day. We're not there yet. Where we want to be is that sufficient control, and control we mean not eradication like we did with smallpox, that's unreasonable, not necessarily elimination like we've done with polio and with measles by mass vaccination campaigns, but a level of control that does not disrupt us in society, does not dominate our lives, does not prevent us to do the things that we generally do under normal existence.
So never.
Never. Never in all time. I want to be clear, never. Wouldn't it be easier for him just to say
yes.
Never?
Yes, it would.
And just take a sip of water, be like, never. I'm going to move on. Well, when I think about it, I think never. The following things would have to happen. Aliens would have to come to the Earth with the cure to eradicate COVID. Or an asteroid would blow us up and there'd be no more COVID. But then there might be COVID particles, so I would still suggest that we wear masks just to be safe. So never.
Never.
Never, ever, ever. Excellent stuff. All right. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. We will be at Parks Casino coming up. I'm excited for that. It will be next week, a week from today, if you can imagine that. And that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Mike Baldini, Don Baldini himself, hosts a great comedy event. Joe Conklin, man of a thousand voices, will be there. Dawn will be there wearing her her pantsuit. I'll be there. Wearing my polka dot dress. It'll be a lot of fun and great comedians, too. At $20. $20 gets your ticket. You can't beat that, right? Include your first drink for free. $20. I mean, who doesn't have $20, right? I don't have $20, but a lot of people do. Don't you think, Dawn?
Yeah.
People got money.
They
got money nowadays.
$20 and it includes your first drink.
It's like burning a hole in your pocket. Headliner from, you've seen her on Comedy Central, Netflix, and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Bonnie McFarlane, she'll be there as the headliner. And Joe Conklin will do all his bits, including Mitch McConnell, which is just great. That's my favorite. His Mitch McConnell just kills me every time. His Trump's pretty good, too, but his McConnell is just the greatest. It's so funny. So come out and see us. This will sell out every single time we do one of these shows. It sells out. So do it right now. Just go to parkscasino.com. You'll see entertainment. Click on it. Look for the show Thursday, February 3rd, a week from today, 8 p.m. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. So we got some other things to discuss today, obviously. And what I said, too, about the Earth ending is not exactly, it's not an exaggeration. Because there's a group of scientists who used a computer and their knowledge of trends to make a prediction about when society would collapse, okay? That's what they decided to do. So what they used, during the 1970s, they did this. And since we're basically living in a giant 1970s reenactment right now with the gas prices and the tensions in the Middle East and also a Cold War with Russia, prices going through the roof, inflation, a president who's weak, I figured, you know, it makes sense that we're in the 1970s again. Well, during the 1970s, they used a computer. They tried to predict when society would collapse. The observation was carried out by a group of scientists from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. According to their findings, the prediction made was that society would crumble near the midpoint of the 20th century in the year 2040. Okay? 2040. The group looked at data patterns from various factors, including the population, the use of natural resources, energy consumption, to make their prediction. The team's academic study has been published by Club of Rome and identified upcoming limits to growth that would cause the collapse. Now, in 2009, a different set of researchers did a similar study in which American scientists published, and they said that exactly the same thing, same prediction, 2040. They had a few assumptions, though, they had to make to see that be on target. 2040. Okay, now, assuming that these scientists are right, and they never are, of course, but assuming that 2040 will be the collapse of society and it'll be the end of it.
Yeah.
What do we do to speed this up? Because I don't have the patience to wait 18 more years. You know what I mean?
Ooh, 18
how do we
more,
speed
yeah.
this up?
Yeah. Is there a way to, you know?
Yeah. Can we make this like in 18 minutes? Can we just call it a day here? All right, call it a day. I love all these predictions about doom and gloom too.
Me too.
You know, I told you that during the pandemic, I had newfound respect for people that are known as preppers. And I used to make fun of preppers. Preppers are the people that would go preppers. Preppers would go to the store and they'd load up on food. and groceries and all kinds of stuff for the time, you know, the zombie apocalypse, basically. And then during COVID, a lot of us became preppers, right? I bought the freezer. A lot of people did, right? Went bulked up, bought the big family ground beef, froze it, kept it all in there. And now I'm coming to the question of how long does all that crap last?
Well, you're ready for the next pandemic, I guess, or the end of the world.
I think to be a good prepper, you have to keep recycling what you use. So you take some food out, defrost it, eat it, put new food in, right? I just forgot to do that. So I looked the other day and I go, oh, these ribs have been here since March of 2020. Look at that. How good are they going to taste?
Well, they're frozen, so they should still be good, right?
You think so?
I don't know. I think you're supposed to only freeze meat for 6 months and then you got
to
get rid of it.
Yes.
Don't
listen to these two. Please. Dawn doesn't have a freezer. She doesn't believe in freezing food.
All right, fine. Let's call it a year then. After a year. It's been 2 years. No,
not a year.
You just say, wait, Dawn, you don't think so?
6 months.
Well, what if it's shrink wrapped?
Okay, maybe 7 months.
That's a month.
I'm telling you right now, when the zombies are eating brains, if those ribs are 2 years old, you'll be like, give me a rib. Give me a rib. You're going to be like, oh, mmm.
Yeah.
Mmm, well, these aged. Oh, they're aged. Oh, I love these aged ribs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look how many people ignored the GMOs and all that stuff when we were prepping or organic
food.
Oh,
all that crap goes right out the window.
Yeah.
I told you, and there's never a vegan in a zombie apocalypse, you know what I mean? Or like starving on the mountain. Suddenly the vegan's like, it's just a leg. You know, in the Andes Mountains when that soccer team crashed, the vegans were like, you know what? I mean, it's a foot. It's a foot, you know what I mean? I don't have a beyond foot. What am I going to do? By the way, the new McDonald's plant McDonald's thing that they are serving now is apparently selling better than anybody thought it would because the expectations were so freaking low that the McDonald's McPlant burger is this really? I mean, do vegans really want to go to McDonald's? It's got the bigger killer of cows, I would think, in the world, right?
No, I mean vegans are not going to McDonald's. Most vegetarians aren't going to McDonald's. I went to Wendy's yesterday because I was here late, but I went there just to pick up something for my wife and son. I didn't get anything for myself, so I do go there. I just don't do it myself.
You don't do the Impossible Whopper or whatever the hell it is at Wendy's? What do they have there? Anything?
No, I don't think Wendy's does
a salad.
Baconator. They do. Yeah, I don't think Wendy's does the Impossible anything. I think
they shouldn't.
Yeah. I think they're one of the only fast food chains that is just like, nah, screw that. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
No. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure somebody's going to call me up and tell me that it's, you know, oh, they do this. But the menu I saw yesterday did not seem to have anything vegetarian friendly on it.
Okay, so the fact that it's selling well proves to me that vegans really don't have. Really don't have a lot of morals, you know what I mean? The fact that they'll go and they'll give the world's largest killer of cows their money.
Yep.
So that's what this proves to me. McDonald's now has rolled this out to nearly 70 McPlant burgers per outlet every day, all right?
Yeah.
A burger chain is testing the plant-based burger created with Beyond Meat in 8 restaurants in November. Wider scale test planning on Valentine's Day, so February 14th. Take your loved one out for a nice Beyond BLT. They call it a PLT. Plant, lettuce, tomato, all right? It's more popular than originally expected because I predicted the vegans would ignore all the slaughter and just go get their, because they want to eat McDonald's too. Admit it, they do. They do. They want to eat McDonald's too. Well, it'd be like this. It'd be like if McDonald's decided to go all plant, I can understand a vegan walking in. Otherwise, it's like you're standing next to the guy ordering a Big Mac, which is a dead cow. Am I right?
Yes.
A delicious dead cow to all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Do you remember what made the difference? Why the McDowell's was different than the McDonald's burger? Remember?
Our buns are seasoned. There's our, right?
Their buns have seeds.
Oh, yeah.
There are no seeds on our buns. He goes, now we both have two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, but the difference is they use a seeded bun. There are no seeds on our bun. That was the whole difference.
Such a great movie.
McDowell's and McDonald's in Coming to America. This is great.
I think
now my vegan friend, whose name shall not be spoken, says it's their long-term strategy of takeover. You're supporting the merchant of death, of cow slaughter.
I think it's more of a novelty thing for people like myself who went to a fast food place last night to get something for my wife and child and would have had something if it was on the menu. You know what I mean? Like, I miss the, I don't know, let's just say the Baconator. So let me get something that kind of resembles it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that I would go to every day and be like, oh, you know what I mean? I need this.
Right, but the whole thing, like they say in their, I don't know where they actually say it, but it's in their disclaimers. The vegan option is still cooked on the same grill that has the beef patties on it.
In the death sauce. Which
makes it not vegan.
Exactly.
So what are we doing
here? Extra death sauce, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you make sure, and this is what, see, if I were a vegan, this is what I would do, right? I'd be like this. Can you slide that a little bit more into the grease for me?
Stop.
It's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
Can I, hey, buddy, can you drain that Big Mac grease just a little bit more on my Beyond Plant friggin' thing, whatever the heck that is? Can you do that for me? Yeah, no doubt about it, too. It's not like McDonald's is putting in special vegan grills that don't touch the death, right?
I
love it.
I give it to Wendy's for sticking to their guns for not having anything. But like McDonald's and KFC and all these other places are bowing to the pressure of people like myself, when it's just, it's not like, yes, it's going to sell well now because it's a novelty item, but I don't think it's going to be in the long, like it's in their long-term best interest.
Now, as you know, I finished Yellowstone. I finished it last night, Dawn, so I finished all four seasons.
So good.
Great. I'm so glad I watched it. Thanks for all the recommendations. I loved it. I can't wait till the fifth season. This particular season, and this isn't really giving much away, there's a new cast member. Her name is Summer. She was protesting things, and she's a vegan. Now, John Dutton is a rancher in Montana. That's his character. And he's played by Kevin Costner, who is, I think, one of the best actors. So Piper Perabo plays Summer, who, remember her?
Well, that's a name I haven't heard in forever.
Exactly. Jersey girl, by the way. Toms River, New Jersey. Yep, Toms River, New Jersey. She was in Coyote Ugly.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah,
with, by the way, the ex-wife of Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Bridget Moynihan.
Bridget Moynihan, yeah.
Who he dumped when she was pregnant, remember, for Gisele Bündchen.
Yep.
And Bridget Moynihan, in her prime, way hotter than Gisele Bündchen. Way hotter.
I don't think they were married.
That doesn't matter. You know?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he still dumped her when she was prego with his child, right?
They claim.
Here we go. Here we go. The Tom Brady defense league.
No, I'm just saying. We'll have to look it up. But they claim that when they broke up, he didn't or she didn't know she was pregnant.
All right. Well, here's what John Dutton. This is not a spoiler. It's just a great quote from Yellowstone. This is what John Dutton says. He goes to her because she's vegan, right? He goes, "You ever plow a field? To plant the quinoa or sorghum or whatever the hell it is you eat, you kill everything on the ground and under it. You kill every snake, every frog, every mouse, mole, vole, worm, quail. You kill them all. So I guess the only real question is, how cute does an animal have to be before you care if it dies to feed you?"
It's a great line.
It
boom.
Is. Yes.
Yeah.
Boom. I had to make sure that somebody was listening before I shared that I've been waiting days. Till I had confirmation. Let me read it again in case anybody misheard that. "You ever plow a field to plant the quinoa or the sorghum or whatever the hell it is you eat? You kill everything on the ground and under it. You kill every snake, every frog, every mouse, mole, vole, worm, quail. You kill them all. So I guess the only real question is, how cute does an animal have to be before you care if it dies to feed you?" Boom! John Dutton with the truth bomb. By the way, what the hell's a vole anyway? Does anybody know?
Yeah, it's like a little rodent type thing. It's
sounds like a new Italian pasta dish. The vole, eh? The vole. Yes, what?
No, I'm being called a fake vegetarian, and I agree.
You're not a vegetarian.
You're pescatarian.
I have no moral ethics to stand behind whatsoever. I realize that. I always say that. There are people that stick to their guns. I am not one of them.
No.
I have not eaten red meat or chicken or turkey in like 10 or 15 years, but I do eat fish.
Now, listen, this is a perfect transition to Omaha Beyond Steaks.
Yes.
Omaha is now doing plant-based. No, I'm kidding. No, you're kidding me? Please. No, Omaha's real steaks. Real steaks right from the heartland. Beautiful, delicious, American-raised beef.
Can I just say I had the shrimp you got me because you sent me a package that was all pescatarian. The shrimp, it comes in a huge package. I had some on New Year's Day, and I thawed the rest out and had them two nights ago. Delicious. Delicious.
Boom. Love it.
Sorry.
See that? See, no, I'm glad you said it because Omaha Steaks has something for everybody, yep. Including great fish, Alaskan salmon, all kinds of great stuff. And when you use my name, Zeoli, you are going to get some free stuff. You're going to save 50% plus get 4 lean pork chops and 4 extra juicy chicken breasts for free with your order. Every order is backed up by their 100% satisfaction guarantee and delivered safely to your doorstep. And for a limited time, Omaha Steaks is also offering a special game day package for you to share and enjoy. Visit omahasteaks.com, put in my name Zeoli, and take advantage of these exclusive offers. Delicious food, American raised, baby, right in the heartland. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks is America's oldest butcher. It's family. It's been in the family since 1917. It's run by the third or fourth generation now. They do an amazing job. A lot of these big meat companies, you know, the big meat as Joe Biden calls them, a lot of them are owned by China now, you know. Not Omaha Steaks. Still American-owned, still American-raised, and still right in America's heartland. So don't worry about going to the grocery store and getting low-energy stuff. Get the real deal. OmahaSteaks.com. Put in my name, Zeoli. Get those 4 free pork chops and 4 extra juicy chicken breasts free with your order. OmahaSteaks.com. Keyword, Zeoli.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, let's check in with Dawn and get the latest. Good morning, Dawn. How are you today?
And good morning. We are on weather watch with what could be, what some are forecasting to be, a major winter storm. So that's why the National Weather Service has issued some alerts starting tomorrow, Friday, after 7 p.m. So in the Zeoli Show News Live today, suburban police say they're searching for this armed, dangerous man who's wanted on 2 counts of attempted murder. Coatesville police say this guy actually shot 2 people. It all started, they say, when a woman accidentally bumped into him at a grocery store, a market on East Lincoln Highway. So they say that she bumped into the guy, apologized immediately, and that's when he threatened to shoot her. She got away from the guy, finished her shopping, and drove home, didn't realize the guy was following her home. So when she gets home, police say this guy knocks on her front door. She opens the door, shoots her, hits her in the leg, then shoots her husband, who's right now at Paoli Hospital. So police identify this suspect as 26-year-old Monell Coleman. They released his mugshot from what they say are previous situations and arrests. Had his mugshot on file. Checked out his residency where they had known he lived. In Coatesville City, he wasn't there. He is considered armed and dangerous, has ties to Wilmington, Delaware, as well as Norristown, Pennsylvania. They describe him as 170 pounds and 5'3". They say don't approach this guy, though. He's armed and dangerous. We have from Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettegol. She announced that we're going in the right direction, in other words, with a steep drop in COVID cases. So even though she acknowledges that Omicron is highly contagious, she said we're seeing so far that the city and everybody is doing the right thing and we're able to maintain this drop in case count. But of course, that depends on what people do. So she gave this update and a lot of hopeful news in that. I'm summarizing here, but hopeful news that we're going in the right direction here with a major drop in cases and certainly hospitalizations. Speaking of that, President Joe Biden's mandate to get vaccinated against COVID-19, that kicks in today, Thursday, January 27th, 2022, for millions of healthcare workers in about half the nation. So they're facing this deadline. They must get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine under the Biden mandate. And it's being rolled out across the rest of the country in coming weeks. So it includes Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. So workers in healthcare facilities, anybody who receives any Medicare or Medicaid reimbursements like hospitals, et cetera, must be fully vaccinated, you know, with certain deadlines now coming into play. So this is the first wave is today. And finally, Gritty's got game, which is more than the Flyers can say with that record 13 straight losses. It's called Gritty Snacks, S-N-A-X, created by TCS Interactive in partnership with the Flyers. And Gritty is chasing down a hot dog. So it's a new video game. The goal here is to keep Gritty from catching the hot dog.
It's a Beyond hot dog.
No, I think he likes like the beef.
Oh, yeah. No, Gritty likes a good hot dog. Yeah.
But it's a cute game. It's getting some, you know, coverage here. So it's a conveyor belt.
Isn't that be like cannibalism, though, if Gritty eats a hot dog?
We don't know
what he is, though, right? So
yeah, we don't know. He's like a furry, fuzzy, orange thing. I don't even know what he is.
I think if a Muppet and a serial killer had a baby, it'd be Gritty. That's the way I always thought of it.
That's good. Yeah, but he, you know, I think Flyers fans need, you know, something here with the losing streak. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
Oh, good. A video game instead of a competent hockey team. That'll fix it.
Coming up next, the Biden video game. Okay. So we'll have the NBC 10 first alert forecast. Wow, 19 degrees. It feels like it's about 17 degrees under this winter storm watch. So that is what we're facing. Everybody's, you know, going wild on this bombogenesis thing that's
Bobby
looming.
Bobby bombogenesis, my man.
But not today, Thursday. 36 degrees, bright sunny skies today. Then tomorrow, 38 degrees, so a bit warmer. But we could see some flurries and snow Friday night, up to 3 inches. And then the big day, of course, is Saturday. Blustery with snow showers. The high just 23 degrees, winds 30 to 40 miles an hour on Saturday. Chance of snow 60%, up to 3 inches of snow. That's Saturday earlier in the day. And then in the evening, 12 degrees, but with these high 40 mile an hour winds. So I guess they're saying the Jersey Shore is the spot, because when I read their forecast and look at what they're saying, it looks like 1 to 3 Friday night and then 1 to 3 Saturday for the Philadelphia surrounding suburban region. But maybe at the shore, we're going to see, some people are saying, up to 10 inches of snow.
It's a bomb cyclone. A bomb cyclone.
This is Yellow Show News Live.
All right. Very, very good. 855-839-1210 is the number. Thank you, Dawn, for that. Appreciate it very much. Hey, look, if you are interested in one of those new fancy electric vehicles, well, they have them at Cherry Hill Volvo. They've got everything at Cherry Hill Volvo. They have new and previously owned cars at Cherry Hill Volvo as well. They've got gas cars, electric cars, hybrid cars, you name it, they have it. Here's what I want you to think about, though. I want you to think about this. One of the key facts in life for me is loyalty. Loyalty matters more than anything. We are broadcasting live today from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So in the age of cancel culture, Judith Krupnik, she decided to step up and sponsor this show, this station, which is why we're broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. That should tell you a lot about what it means to be a friend of hers. She'll take great care of people. Wonderful. I tell you what, the best part about knowing a friend like Judith is that people have gone for generations. Their lease is up. They get a new Volvo. Why is that? They're great cars. The technology is amazing. The luxury and the safety, too. I know that my family is going to be safe when we drive around a Volvo. And look, if you want, you think about the shore, the summer's coming up, the shore, those trips down there, day trips up to the Poconos, Hershey, whatever. That third row in the XC90 is a game changer. Makes your family trip so much more enjoyable and comfortable. My friends know this because several friends went in there and bought an XC90 from Judith, and they love the experience. Yosef, the sales manager, then when you bring your car in for its regularly scheduled maintenance, they're going to take great care of you, give you a complimentary loaner, valet service available, pick you up, take you back to work or home, wherever you need to go. It's just a great experience all in. So go see them. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. This is about partnerships, about doing the right thing and delivering a luxury experience. And considering that this is a time right now when a lot of dealerships don't have cars, they've got the cars in stock for you at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
1210 WPHD.
Morning. Thanks for being here today. 855-839-1210. We are, of course, keeping track on everything that's going on with the bomb cyclone storm that might be hitting our area tomorrow. We'll keep you posted with that. Don't we'll have another update for you at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Greg Manko. Greg is a professor. His lawsuit right now against St. Joe's is something that I mentioned to you yesterday. I'll tell you why. You know him as a friend on Twitter at South Jersey Giants. And he was accused, absolutely outrageous that he was accused of racist tweets. Nothing could be further from the truth. But we live in an age of cancel culture now, and Greg is the victim of that, but he's fighting back with a federal lawsuit. So we're going to find out all about that. And if you care about free speech, if you care about character, if you care about somebody going after one of our own, because he is one of our own, he is definitely a proud Zeoli Army member, then you'll want to hear that interview a little bit after 9 o'clock today. It's interesting to me how when we talk about the United States Supreme Court, for us as people that are really into this stuff, I do think it's pretty exciting. And all the rumors that swirl around it and everything else. But think about something right now. I mean, we're still in the middle of an absolute disaster of a presidency right now, a year in. Inflation, oil prices surging again, stock markets, up and down. It's all over the place. There's nothing Biden would love more than a reset at this point. Nothing. I mean, the story on Politico today, Biden's diplomats are flooding the zone on Russia. And they're all going there, but people aren't convinced they can do anything. And now what the media is doing now to try to save Biden is they're actually promoting his trash talk. There's a story in Politico today how trash talk can save Biden's presidency. Remember under Trump, it was the fact that he was mean to the press, hurt their feelings, democracy dies in darkness. Jim Acosta from the internment camp, the journalist internment camp on the South Lawn of the White House. Now it's the opposite. Now it's Biden, good, trash talk. Yeah, do more of that stuff with Peter Ducey. That'll be you being Biden. Let Biden be Biden. Oh, yeah. No. They're actually now going all in on this and defending him in this. That's what's happening right now. And isn't that something how when Biden winds up really showing his true colors, which is that the guy is a cranky, old geezer who can't help but, spout his mouth off at people he doesn't like. And that whole veneer of the nice grandpa bringing America together and saving them. When that all goes away, they're like, yeah, let's do more of that. Do more of that. But it's always been the way Biden is. It's always been Joe Biden. So now he's got this opportunity. Now he could do an entire reset if he were to get rid of Kamala Harris and make her a Supreme Court justice. Then he gets to bring on a new VP. The person only gets confirmed, by the way, it's a simple majority in both houses. So you can start in either the Senate or the House, and then it would be a simple majority, and you have a new vice president in both houses. Now, that's not hard to do if you think about it. Democrats control right now both houses, and then the sitting vice president would get to be a tiebreaker, theoretically, or I have to check on that, actually, from a procedural point of view. It just would depend on when the resignation would take place. But I'm sure that they could work something out because they would be happy to get rid of Kamala Harris. I'm sure Mitch McConnell would work something out with Chuck Schumer because he'd be happy to get rid of Kamala Harris. And then you make her a judge. Make her a judge. What you do. It's the Jersey way. You want him gone, you make him a judge. Now, I know that it's probably going to be a boring pick, somebody you've never heard of, so justice, you know, and this sort of thing. But what they need right now is they need something to excite the Democrat Party going into 2022. And if they get a boring nominee and it's just kind of a pro forma process and there's nothing there, that's not going to do it. That's probably not what's going to do it. So these other justices, these other judges whose names are being thrown around, because Biden wants a black woman, so it's only black women people are talking about right now. It just doesn't give the same oomph to the Democrats. Remember, this is not a chance for them to pick up the majority on the court. It's still going to be 5-4. Breyer, you're just replacing one liberal with another. Not going to change much. Supreme Court's still going to be 5-4. So if you want to make people excited in the Democrat base, you got to give them something. You know what I mean? You got to give them something here to keep them enthusiastic, to keep them engaged, because right now they're anything but. And they think that they're going to lose big time. Big time. So, the question then of Kamala, speculation ramps up that Harris could be Biden's Supreme Court pick. I'm going to share this with you from the New York Post. Some people said it's unlikely, but it could be credible. Now, the reason why it could be credible is simply because they hate her and they don't know what to do with her. They don't know what to do. I mean, she's a disaster. But here's the other thing, too. It's about succession. It's about the succession plan. Right now, the Democrats have a problem. They don't want Joe Biden in there. They don't want Joe Biden to be the nominee in 2024, but they don't want Kamala Harris to be in there either. And they could have a real big problem on their hands if something happens to Joe Biden, which is not unlikely. It's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, you know, he's up there. So whether it's a mental or physical issue and the guy can't do the job anymore, it's not out of the realm of possibility she becomes president. They hate her so much, they would do this just to stop her from doing that. They would. They would, just to stop her from that. In Jersey, the way it would be is somebody's a pain in the neck as an assemblyman or a state senator, well, you make them a judge, the Jersey way. But the same thing happens in life all the time, right? You promote up. You want somebody gone, you make them a manager. You want somebody gone, you make them the boss. You want somebody gone, you move them to Cleveland and give them the job as the regional vice president, the regional manager. He's in friggin' Cleveland now. You know what I mean? They do this all the time in life. How many companies do that, right? They go to somebody they can't stand. They go, got a great opportunity for you. You're going to be the new sales manager in Australia. All right. We're going to have fun. Good luck. It's a great promotion. You and your family are going to pay to move you. You're gone. Or they do the other thing too, which I love too, which is like sometimes they'll wind up giving somebody an amazing gig like ambassador to the Vatican. That's one of my favorites too. Somebody who's a real pain in the neck in politics. Want to get rid of them? You're now the ambassador to the Vatican. You're ambassador to Liechtenstein. Great gig. You're no longer relevant, but go ahead. Knock yourself out. See, a judge is a lot like that, too. Now, I know you're thinking. You're going, but Zioli, come on. It's the Supreme Court. I know, but she's a predictable vote. You know where she's going to vote. She's a progressive. She's going to vote like a progressive. That's what's going to happen. So it's not like you have to any guesses here. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about a fight either because she would get through. They just to get rid of her, they let her through. I mean, you would have no Republicans voting for her, but you don't need that. All you need is just from a procedural point of view in the Senate for it to go through. The progressives in the House aren't going to stop her. Manchin and Sinema aren't going to stop her. And there you go. Now, I know it's unlikely. I know it's unlikely. Last month, Harris, a former U.S. Senator, California Attorney General, and San Francisco District Attorney, told CBS Face the Nation she wasn't angling for a seat on the Supreme Court. Everybody's angling for a seat in the Supreme Court. Now, you know who wants it, too, is Barack Obama. But Biden already said he wants a black woman. So then could it be Michelle Obama, as was suggested earlier in the show? Possibly. Yeah, it could be. But here's the other problem, too. What is putting Michelle Obama on the court get you? It gets people excited, but that excitement lasts, what, a day? No, no, no. The real excitement's not in the core pick. The real excitement's in the pick to succeed Kamala Harris as VP. That's the enthusiasm. That's the reset. Oh, yeah. See, the only reason why I think this has a possibility, and again, I'm not making predictions. How could I predict if I'm nowhere near any of the decision makers and being able to read the tea leaves? I can't. But I'm just telling you, as far as scenarios go, the only reason why I think it's plausible that they would put Kamala Harris in there is because by doing so, then you open up the vice presidency. That's where you get the base engaged. That's where you get everybody fired up. That's where you get the grassroots fired up. Filling the VP seat with the future, the next generation. And that's also where it gets Biden gets to do a complete reset. Complete reset. Gets to turn around and go, you know what? Listen, I know things have sucked so far, but it was her fault. Now she's gone, so we can start over. A fresh start. And that's how the media would report it, too. Not that it was her fault, but you know as well as I do, the media would start with a fresh start, a new agenda. It's like it never happened. And then they could just start governing from day one. And Biden could pick somebody younger, and then they could, the two of them, or maybe he picks Hillary Clinton, and there you go. You solve the next problem, which is the Democrat, the upcoming Democrat civil war over the Clinton problem. But I don't think it'd be Hillary Clinton. I think it'd be somebody else. Maybe Pete Buttigieg, maybe somebody else, but... And then you know, you reset the deck on everything. I don't think the Supreme Court gets you that. Because, again, it's just a liberal filling a liberal seat. If it had been Clarence Thomas that was retiring, that'd be different. You know, if you had a chance now to reset and pick up a justice who tended to view things philosophically on a liberal on a conservative bent, and now you're able to put in somebody who views things from a liberal or progressive bent, well, that's a game changer right there. But this is just, you're moving one BS boring old dude for another boring person who's going to vote the same way. So that's the only reason why I give that theory of Kamala Harris credibility. It passes the Jersey test of you elevate somebody you want to get rid of. You never have to deal with them again. You never have to deal with them ever again. Like literally never again. You're ambassador to Liechtenstein. You're the regional manager of New Zealand. You're the Supreme Court justice. You're out of my hair. I don't have to worry about you anymore. That doesn't matter. You're gone. And then the other factor, too, is then you open up the office of VP. That's where the enthusiasm is. That's where the excitement comes in. That's where the fresh start comes in. And also, too, the other problem for Biden right now is he can't afford a battle. He can't afford a big battle over this. And I don't mean with Republicans. I mean with Sinema and Manchin. He can't have them win again. He can't give them another win. But the problem, of course, is that if he goes with somebody who's a moderate, the progressives are going to be very unhappy. You go with somebody who's too progressive and you're going to lose Manchin and Sinema. And he can't give them another win. Kamala Harris solves that problem for him, too. Again, look, I'm not making predictions here. I'm just telling you how that scenario plays out. If that scenario is one thing, if it's true, if what they say is true, that they're actually discussing this, then that's why. That's why the scenario is probable. Not saying it's going to happen. I can't. I don't have the ability to be in the room, so I can't make predictions like that. But I just think if the scenario is something being discussed, that's why it's being discussed. 855-839-1210 is our number. Great to have you with us. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Cruel, but that Boston man who was removed from the heart transplant list, we talked about that yesterday on the show, he's not vaccinated, and so they took him off the heart transplant list, and he's now fighting for his life after undergoing emergency open heart surgery. He's a 31-year-old father of two with another on the way. He was admitted to Brigham and Women's Hospital after suffering from heart failure. He was reportedly diagnosed with arrhythmia several years ago and was at the front of the line to receive a heart transplant, but was deemed ineligible when hospital staff discovered he was unvaccinated. So he underwent an hours-long surgery, emergency open-heart surgery Tuesday night as doctors tried to find temporary solutions to stabilize him. But his rapid deterioration makes a transplant even more urgent, his family said. He's a young man with a young family. They said he got led down a path where they had to stop doing procedures when they said he was qualified nonetheless for the heart transplant. But he had to get the vaccine in order to get the transplant. He's deteriorated so much so quickly, they had to resort to open heart surgery and doing the LVAD, which is left ventricular assist device, mechanical pump. So now my boy has a pump. He's in recovery. He went through 7 hours of surgery, said his father. His mother said she's devastated by the news. His longtime partner, Heather Dawson, praised the care that the 31-year-old has received from the nurses and doctors, but said it has been so disheartening to have the hospital hang this over our head right at the last minute. She says, it's terrible. It sucks because his nurses are amazing. They have been amazing to him. His doctors have been amazing to him. But having that dangled over his head at the very last minute after he had been through all the testing, after he received his letter saying he was accepted onto the transplant list, is just so disheartening that they would hang this over his head right at this last moment. I mean, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking that they would do this to him. It makes no sense. If the goal here is to save lives with vaccines, if saving a life is the goal and this will save this man's life with a heart transplant, I don't understand how you can make an argument that it's okay to let him die by not getting a new heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same argument that people say when they go, well, we should deprive people of medical care if they're not vaccinated. Let me ask the question. I mean, should alcoholics never get liver transplants? Should smokers never get, anyone work on their cancer? Like if they get lung cancer, should we not have hospitals treat them? This is cruel, is what it is. It's cruel. I mean, if somebody does drugs their entire life and winds up losing their marbles and losing their mental capacity, everything, we're still compassionate towards them. We still take care of them. We don't turn around and say, no, we're going to be mean to teach you a lesson that you should have been vaccinated. The hospital told CBS Boston that its policy is in line with other transplant programs in the U.S. that require the vaccine because it fits under lifestyle behaviors of the candidates. The statement said it is the hospital's goal to create both the best chance for successful operation and also the patient's survival after transplantation. I think it's cruel. I really do. And it makes no sense whatsoever. Because, again, the whole point about the vaccines was to save people's lives. And he's not in that target group of death anyway because he's not elderly. I mean, the heart may be an issue in terms of immunocompromise, but and we also know now that the vaccines don't, unfortunately, stop the spread of the transmission. So what is this about other than just, again, doing something that is just downright cruel to somebody? Why should hospitals deny potentially life-saving treatments to anybody? I mean, to anybody. This is life or death here we're talking about. And I would no sooner say that, you know, if somebody was a smoker and this could save their life, I wouldn't turn around and go, well, no, because you quit smoking. But I mean, they'll turn around and go, well, that's the criteria. Okay, so you're just gonna let somebody die? I mean, is that, you know? But you know, it's also one thing too if you're gonna equate it with smoking. I mean, we know the dangers of smoking. Smoking's been around for a long time. Vaccines are new. You know, there are a lot of people that talk about the effects the vaccines can have on the heart as some side effects. Maybe a guy with heart problems doesn't want to go down that road. It's too new. You know, maybe if these vaccines have been around for as long as cigarettes have, maybe it'd be different. Maybe it'd be a different story. If the vaccines have been around as long as booze has, maybe it'd be a different story. So I'm just saying, you know, if there's side effects that might include heart issues, which we know that the vaccines can have, some people, maybe he doesn't want to go down that road. And then, so we're going to kill the guy? We're going to let the guy die? I mean, I don't think this is on the same level of smoking or drinking from that perspective. But I also think, too, when you're discussing life-saving care, I mean, to turn around and let to know that you might kill somebody, to let somebody die because of their lifestyle choices, this doesn't agree with yours, That's a dangerous road to go down when we're talking about vaccines, especially with side effects and arrhythmia being one of those side effects. Heart enlargement being a side effect, a potential side effect. I mean, they're rare, but it's there. Might be enough for him to say no thanks. So then this is how we're going to treat this man? It's cruel. It's very, very cruel if you ask me. 855-839-1210. Big 9 o'clock hour coming up. We got a great guest coming up too, fighting back against cancel culture. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.